Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Extra.
As we do, hopefully your flight has been as smooth as mine. Coming down into low orbit, we're going to glide to a nice, easy landing. And here we are once again on the surface of Planet Rick, where the tour guide is the recent trainer of nearly 2,000 people in one weekend. That would be, he's the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. He's the head of Rick's Firearms Academy. He is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you on Planet Rick. Yeah, man, always a pleasure to be on the show and have the benefit of the listening ears of your audience, man. Great day today. Weather, it's kind of bleak around here, man, but we're going to make the best of it and be glad on this day because it represents another opportunity to do something positive.
So, you're in the afterglow, I guess, of having taught that many people, which is, you know, your goal has always been to exceed 1,000 in a weekend. Which you nearly doubled that. So, like, after completing your desired task, what are you going through currently? How's that working for you?
You know, it's really interesting that you said that, man. And you know what? Your audience is either going to think that you're psychic or they're going to think that we conspired on today's topic. And I'm here to let everyone know in listening land that the only communication I had with you prior to this show was, hey, what time are we on? What time are we doing? Everything's a go. And, you know, I confirm I'm going to be on the show. I got my topic from you, man. And it seems like, I don't know, man, you have spies or, you know, minions somewhere, man. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today. You just planned an event, you know, the thing that has kept you going, sleepless, you know, for many months, and you finally have it performed and it's over. What in the world do you do next? I mean, obviously, you know, the next iteration, however form it's going to take place, is not only in your mind, but it's in the minds of the people who actually participated in the event, people that heard about the event, and people who are really curious sitting on the sidelines going, man, that was really something. How is he going to follow up this success? Because as you mentioned, last year, man, it was, you know, relatively speaking, you know, just over 814 attendees. I mean, don't get me wrong. That represented my all-time high in terms of attendance as of then, but I blew it totally out of the water with over 1,900 attendees this year over 2 days, right? So what is next? I swear, that is the question that people ask every time something happened. They say, well, oh, man, that was great. And inevitably, without fail, without hesitation, the question is, what is next? And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. What do you do after you've had your event? What comes next? What are the things that are on the table? What do you assess and how do you move forward? How about that?
I like it. I like it. I just, the question becomes, that's a really good question to ask. I guess my question for you would be, where did you start? When you first started doing this, when you first started putting this this training extravaganza where you were just going to do it for free, right?
Didn't do it for free.
What was your turnout the first time you put that together?
Well, the first time I did it, man, you know, first time you do something, you never know what to expect, man. It's based on the results you get. You know, I had dreams and hopes and aspirations that hundreds would turn out and I wouldn't be able to train them all, but just to be overwhelmed by the interest. But that first year, man, a respectable 50 people who, you know, had just heard of this event, of it, the only one of its kind that I'm aware of, man, that picked me up on my dinner talk at the free training. So, you know, it was very, what they call it, in a uncertain environment, you know, not sure, you know, how much interest there would be, man, but our mutual friend, Tim Blanchard, man, he egged me on. He said, hey, keep going, man. See where this thing goes. Don't quit. Stay on the path.
Yeah, that, I mean, when you first started doing it, I would imagine that the idea that you might do 1,000 in a weekend on that first week, the first time you did it, did you set that lofty goal and you were like, wow, I wonder how long that's going to take me to actually get there?
No, man, I had no clue that I would eventually be at this point. You know, when I first started it, I had relatively lofty goals, thinking a couple hundred. You know, and it would take me, you know, a few years to get to that point, man. But never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would get 1,200 on one day and then another 700 plus, you know, on the very next day. Never dream, man. But, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, you hear those trite sayings all the time. You know, just go to work every day, work hard, you know, put your head down, you know, and good things will happen. And you'll meet people along the way. You'll find resources along the way. You know, you'll have epiphanies and understanding of the project on a deeper level along the way. And eventually, you know, not only does, you know, the event change, man, but it changes you as a person, because actually I've undergone a lot of growth in this whole process, man. It changes you. You expand your network, you expand your tactics, and you expand the people that you're in touch with. So it's a journey, man, and I'll tell you. You know, I know it's been said many times, but I'll tell you. I'll say it in repeat of what other people have said. The journey itself is truly its own reward.
Now with you, you know what? I don't have time to ask you this question because we're going to come up on the break, but I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you the question now and you can be considering it. Now, you had a stroke, and when you had the stroke, most people, I think, would have said it would have been perfectly okay for you to sit back and take a break from doing your weekend training. Let's talk about how that weekend training goal of yours aided you in your recovery. But before we do that, as we head into the break, tell people how they can find you.
Oh, I can be found all over the place, man.
I tell you what. Hold up on that one. We'll open with that. We'll open with that when we get back. Music just too loud. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Show It's brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is, we're currently on Planet Rick talking to Rick Ector, and we're talking about his mindset now that he's completed his first goal and blew it completely out of the water. But when we left, I was asking you, when you had your stroke, how much did your annual training, that sense of urgency, how much did that aid you in your rehabilitation from your stroke?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, that stroke was, it's one of those life experiences, man, that is significant. You know, I'll put it right up there with, you know, that first job and getting married and, you know, retirement from your profession. You know, that stroke was a major milestone, man. And, you know, just the after effects, the consequences, you know, it really took a lot out of me, and it became apparent to me early on, man, that I had some issues with memory, man. There were some things that I knew, but could not recall, you know, from memory. So, you know, I was talking with the doctors, and they're like, well, you know, it's basically what your brain is going to have to do. You just have to form new connections, so it's the equivalent of having to learn it. Or things that you can't recall, just learn it all over again. And, you know, as daunting as that was, man, I was thinking, oh, man, like, I knew and know so much and have to relearn some of this stuff all over again. You know, it's rather daunting, but I will say, I have some really good friends that are very close to me, and they were like, look, you've done too much. You've gone so far, and they felt that I had so much to do that when I was doing those trainings, you know, that these efforts, man, they went out of their way to be there and to be present and to encourage me and support me and cheer me on. And it was a long path back in terms of rededicating myself to learning everything that I had known before, but I made it back, man, and it took a lot of hard work, but it was worth it, because I look at some of the things that I'm accomplishing now that I would not have been in position to do had I just said, you know what, I'll just let it go and just pack it in and just coach to the end of my days, however that is. And I'm so glad that I had people and friends in my life, man, that cared that enough about me to want to see me continue. And truly indebted to those folks, man.
Well, I remember when I finally got you, because I heard you'd had a stroke. And then my first thought was, I've just got this phone number. I don't know who else to call besides him if I don't get him. So I think I called you two or three times, and finally you answered. And, of course, I was glad you answered and everything else. But, I mean, you never seemed like you were, you seemed quite clear when I called you the first time. Then when I saw you the next time, you know, you seemed quite up and around and moving. So I had always thought that if anybody could, you know, you're a pretty healthy dude. So if anybody could recover from that, that would be you. But at the same time, you never know. But I found it interesting. But I mean, you didn't miss, except for the time that you spent in the hospital and the time you went through, you're going through all your rehab and everything, you still were stepping as you were rehabbing, and you, I don't think it was ever a question of you were going to continue your annual training day or weekend for ladies.
Well, man, you know, that program is something I started from nothing, man. And, it's very special to me. It's very significant because it was one of those pet projects that I started because I felt there was a need for it, but it didn't have a lot of initial, you know, traction, you know, when I started. But I grew it from the ground up, man, and it is by far, hands down, the single most, single thing that I am most proud of. And it's amazing how that happens. You take on a project that seems like it's, I'm not going to say unrelated to what you do on a day-to-day basis, but it's a project that's a little different from what you normally do, and this thing just took on a life of itself, you know, over time. And it is, I'll tell you, the single most important thing I think I've done in this space of training and personal protection and self-defense. I have the ability to affect the lives of many people. You know, some will keep in touch and advise me of their progress, and others I'll never know, but I know that what I gave them, you know, should they use to take that information and go forward, they at least have been empowered from ignorance, and that they have at least a starting point to go further when they're ready. So, like I said, single most professional thing that I am most proud of.
Yeah, that I can see where that would be a thing where you'd be proud of that. I sometimes, and I'm probably giving away too much stuff here, but sometimes when I'm when I lose a little bit of my spark, what I do is I go back and I look at the show that I did on the day I had the heart attack.
What?
And then I go back and look at the first show I did when I finally got to come back from the heart attack. And, you know, then, you know, as time goes on for me, and in a lot of cases, it dulls the remembrance of just how neat it was to be working and doing what you wanted to do. Because, you know, radio is not something you accidentally fall into. You've got to sort of want to aspire to it. Sort of like what you've done, because you had to reinvent yourself from what you were to what you are. So,
yeah, man, you know, if you keep living, there's no way that you can't be impacted by things that change around you. You know, your environment is going to impact you, and hopefully, if you're lucky, you can actually have an impact on the environment and your community. And so, like I said, it's a very rewarding thing that I'm doing, man, this whole journey. And so, as I pass on this journey,
hang on for me. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump spent part of his day in Washington, D.C. at FEMA headquarters getting an update on Hurricane Laura. The president will also be speaking tonight at the Republican National Convention. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells CBS News what he'd like to hear from the president.
Well, I hope he starts with Kenosha and the hurricane. These are two major incidents or issues that are overwhelming good people throughout this country, and our focus and our attention is there.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says his state took a massive hit from Hurricane Laura.
I'm not going to bubble wrap it. We took it full in the face.
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox News, at least four people have died in Louisiana from the storm. The storm continuing on landfall has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, facing pressure to denounce ongoing rioting and looting in Wisconsin, condemned violence sparked by the police-involved shooting of Jacob Black this week.
I condemn violence in any form, whether it's looting or whatever it is.
Biden, continuing on MSNBC, says all the violence and looting is taking away from the peaceful protests.
That's what's being seen now, and it has to stop.
The FBI says they've captured one of the 10 most wanted fugitives. They caught Yasser Saeed in Justin, Texas, 6 years after he was placed on their most wanted list. Saeed is the Egyptian-born cab driver accused in the 2008 honor killing of his two daughters. Saeed reportedly murdered his own girls because they were dating non-Muslim boys. Hurricane Laura, also the cause of a chemical fire in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Officials are telling people in the area to stay home. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, all these other things. How else, because we haven't been able to do it, tell everybody how they can find you and then we'll move on. How do they find the world? I know we're on planet Rick, but how do they tune it in?
Yeah, man, it's fairly easy to find me. And, you know, I know it sounds like I'm bragging, but man, it's really true. It's impossible to look for me and not find me. If you Google my name, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R, there's no way you can possibly miss me. I have major presence on all of the major social networking sites. Over 2,200 videos on YouTube, Rick Ector or Detroit CTW. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Blogger, you name it, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, and Legally Armed in Detroit. If you just casually type some stuff in that search engine bar, there's no way you can miss it.
That's a lot of stuff. People, I've often thought that
for a while, man.
Yeah, I often think that people, when I'm telling you to give out how to find you, I'm like, maybe they should be taking notes. I wonder if they take shorthand, right? Anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, anytime you're doing anything, man, you want to let people know what you're doing. I think a lot of times people just get caught up in what they're doing and not really telling people and publicizing what they're doing. Yeah, we all advertise or market and get customers, but what are you doing to, you know, raise your profile to, you know, to the point where, you know, people can reach out and find you, right? Just because of things that I do, like every week here on your show, Planet Rick, on Bill Frady's Rock and Load, man, people find me from this show, and they're like, hey, man, we want to talk. We want to come in. We want to get you on our show or our podcast, or we like to quote you for this story on this topic, that topic, or this topic. But, you know, it's all synergistic. It all connects. You know, there's not just one thing that can increase your profile, man. It's the sum total of everything that you do, everyone that you work with, everyone that works with you, you know, your body of work truly speaks for you and what you've been doing. So, happy, and you know what? And another part of that, you know, if I hadn't been going to conferences and all those types of things, you know, those things open up doors too, man. But, you know, like I said, you just got to keep pushing and going forward. But going to the thing that I wanted to talk about today, man, post-event activities. What are the things that you should be doing, right? Whether I actually trained, you know, 814 women last year, or, man, a jaw-dropping 1,900 plus over 2 days, you know, the first thing first, man, and then I'll tell you the first thing I did. You want to thank the people who made it happen. You want to, of course, thank your volunteers who were there and worked incredibly long hours, man. It's like, this, due to everything that's been going on, I had the lowest number of volunteers working the event in a number of years, but I'll tell you, the people who showed up this year to be a part of the program, they just, man, they reveled in the challenge of it all. They worked incredibly long hours. They didn't whine. They didn't gripe about things that we've done in prior years and couldn't necessarily do this year due to the lack of manpower that we were accustomed to. And you know what? That's because all the firearms instructors are having like record years and providing training to the record number of people that are keeping out training. But you know what? No one complained. They sucked it up and they got it done with quality, with safety, and the participants, a record number. They were happy with what happened, and yeah, they shared all of their pictures and all of their experiences on social media, and it was a great thing to see. And I'm doing a recap, you know, writing, actually documenting what happened. You know, I have a recap for every year's event, you know, the major metrics and some of the highlights, some of the shows that I've been on to publicize it, including Bill Frady's Rock and Load. You assess what went well, what didn't go well, and of course, man, you want to build your email list, man. Got to build your email list. Man, did you think that I was going to let another week go by without me asking you that question, Bill?
Which question? I was listening.
Have you started your email list yet?
I have not started my email list yet. I have talked about it. I talked about it the day before yesterday. And because I'm not going to be the one putting it together. I'm going to have to pay somebody to put it together. So, yeah, but I...
You know what? Whether you do it or you actually pay someone to do it, it's still Bill Frady's list, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how you get it done, man. I'm telling you, that list is gold.
Right.
That's your direct connection to your most devout fans. Man, let me tell you, there are folks that devoutly and faithfully listen to Rock and Load every day, man. And you know what? This is another way to reach them and to solidify your position in your space of their top of mind. Well, they want to know what's going on in the gun industry, in the gun community. They sent Bill Frady, Rock and Lowe, and Bill's coming to me not only on the radio show, but, man, he's showing up in my email inbox.
That's you sound just like my marketing guy, because he's out there, Bill, we need to develop you an email list and all this other stuff, and this is what it would do. And I mean, this is what people would be saying. They'd be saying, Bill, I can hear him on the radio, and he comes to my email inbox. Are you, he's up in Michigan too. Do you guys like hang out?
Over Michigan,
my marketing company there in Michigan.
I don't know, man. You know, who knows? I don't even know the name of the marketing company, but you know what? I'll tell you, marketing is one of those things that I love talking about, especially if someone is doing something very creatively. You know, the thing that I'm seeing a lot of the football experts talk about now is doing, you know, these virtual town halls. Now seems to be the big marketing thing that's in now, so.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of anyone doing it until I just passed the week, but I'm going to look into it and see if it's something that I can do or something that I can employ. You know, live events, you know, much like the event I did with this Lady Spree shooting event. Right now, people are sort of leery about putting them on, and there may be some people leery about attending, but these virtual town halls, you know, I guess I have a so-called solution and people are talking about them. So, you know, going back to my list of things, man, press, public relations, PR tools, press releases, you know, looking for new sponsors, man.
Well, hold up for me. I don't want the music to cancel you out this time, so you hang on for me, because I'm going to talk us out of this, and then we're going to come back and finish up on Planet Rick. Of course, Mr. Hector joins me every Wednesday on Planet Rick, and when we get back, I'm going to talk about, I don't think we've ever talked with him, about the multifaceted part of his work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people.
This portion of the show is brought to you by.
I thank you and I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away, afraid to say.
Arrow Precision. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. In the break, I was reminded that Planet Rick is always visited on Thursday, not Wednesday, if I misspoke. Well, that's because I was misspeaking. But joining me again is the governor of Planet Rick, the head man, the cruise director, if you will, and that is Rick Ector. Now, I know a lot of gun trainers. I don't know as many gun trainers that do the multifaceted setup you do, which makes it sort of, to me, this is why I wonder about the enormity of you reaching this goal and sitting back and saying, I blew my goal out of the water, because you do a lot of media. You do a lot of training.
Yeah.
You do a lot of political stuff. You spread yourselves.
As a matter of fact, there's a big political rally coming up in Michigan. Our annual Second Amendment March is going to happen in September, I believe, on the 19th. But yeah. I do political stuff too.
And in some cases, like in some of these political things, you're sort of like a calming agent when you get there for all the younger bloods that are out there that are just trying to figure out what to do and everything. You sort of mentor them to a degree to where they can handle it a little bit better.
Man, I tell you, you know, if at any time there's ever a situation in which, you know, people think that you're cool or they like what you do, man, or they reach out to you, whether it's a text message or an email, a phone call out of the blue that you weren't expecting, or you literally bump into them on the street, whether it's at home locally or you're out of town at some gun rights conference. Man, for me, it's always a humbling experience, but, you know, I can definitely relate because I can go back to when I first got into gun rights activism the people that I looked up to, man, and the people who I was listening to and following. And it was always a cool thing to run into those folks and at least spot them and at least say hi and introduce yourself. And you might get a selfie, you know, or that type of thing, man. But, you know, you never know what happens from those chance encounters. And many people that I reached out to and was idolizing, if you will, you know, going on to be good friends, man, and have been part of projects that I've worked on and that I'm most proud of doing. So it's all connected, man. And to those people who want to do more, I mean, you know, just get out there and find out what people are and mix it up and talk, and you never know what can come from those conversations, man. But you got to at least be there. You got to show up. Showing up is the first part, man. You got to show up.
Right. You know, so that's where we come back to my question. So I'm sure when you started your training of these ladies that you basically gave it to them. How did you even get the word out? How did you even get the word out to where they knew that this was going to happen? How many years ago has it been since you did the first one?
The first one, 9 years ago, man. It was the first one. And social media, you know, it starts and ends with social media. You know, back then I didn't have a lot of the connections I have now. You know, I have a connection where if I need to get stuff out on the wire, you know, whether it's one of the major wire services where it hits all the newspapers all over the country, and whether they want to pick it up and run it or not, you know, that's on them. But back then, it was all social media, whether it's Facebook or, man, MySpace. Were you on MySpace?
For about 5 minutes.
No, 5 minutes.
Right? Five whole minutes.
4 minutes. You know, and then, you know, 10 years ago, I don't think Twitter was as big as it is now. But,
oh, no.
You know, fortunately, I don't know who it was that told me to get on Twitter, you know, back then. But I jumped on it, and it was the right move, a fair investment of my time. You know, create an email list. You know, someone told me that would be a good investment of my time. And, you know, you just modify, and you grow, and you increase your reach. And the people you know that have media properties, and you increase the tools that you need to get the word out, man. And before you know it, you know, and I'll tell you, it's the funniest thing. You know, how simple is it to just be able to answer email and respond to text messages? Well, now in this day and age, man, people can contact me from all of those channels, man. Just Facebook alone, with all the Facebook-specific pages I have, you know, I have to stay on top of anyone who might hit any one of those 10-plus pages and leave me a message and expect a response, you know, in a fairly short period of time. So it is a management nightmare just to stay on top of communication. But I'll tell you what, the more channels you have out there, the more reach you'll have and the more opportunities you have to get the word out about what you're doing. So, yeah, it's easy and yet complicated, you know.
So what are you going to do next year?
Man, next year, you know, that's what I'm deciding right now. You know, I'm trying to decide if instead of being a two-day event, do I make it a three-day event, or do I do a two-day event, and I just do it at more locations simultaneously. Right now is a period of reflection, you know, and I'm actually seeking feedback from people who worked the event this year and people who actually attended the event. You know, that's another important thing to do in the aftermath of an event. You know, actually reach out to the people who attended and get their feedback. You know, what they liked, what they didn't like, what are some things that they would like to see going forward. You know, there may be a chance or a surprise that there might be a good golden nugget out there that's going to come from the most unexpected place. And you'll think to yourself, man, why didn't I not think about that? But I'll take inspiration from anywhere, regardless of the source, man. But I want to do this thing even bigger. You know, when you talk about goals, man, if I still want to focus on just Metro Detroit, You know, we did almost 2,000, which is over 1,900. The receipts are 3,000, 4,000. Do I place an emphasis on hitting the road? You know, I can see myself hitting Ohio and Florida. There are some other locations that would be good. I would definitely be looking for feedback. And I say Ohio and Florida because I happen to know two chapters of gun rights organizations, you know, in those two states.
Right.
They could give me a good leg up in terms of getting the word out. But, man, you know, the sky's the limit. I'm only limited by my creativity and the crazy ideas that form between my CEOs, man. But I'm looking to grow this thing bigger, whether we do it just in the state of Michigan or we take it on the road, man. I want to make an impact, and I want to share. And there's a lot of people out there, particularly women, I think that could benefit from what we have to say.
Well, before we run out of time, tell everybody how you can be found.
I can be found at Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, DetroitCCW.com, LegallyArmedDetroit.com. Checking out Detroit CCW on YouTube, over 2,200 videos. And you know what? I'm going to have another three or four probably going up today as soon as I take my old man nap.
There you go. Don't mess with the old man naps. I enjoy them myself.
Man, look. I used to hate them as a child. Now, as a middle-aged guy, I love a daily nap, man.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good to take a moment and recharge the batteries and get up and go tackle some more stuff. It makes it seem like the day is more productive for me. And Rick will be with us again next Thursday. Next Thursday, not Wednesday. I've already messed that up.
Absolutely.
Once. So I
look forward to it. Can't wait. Brandon Rick, Bill Clayton, Lock and Low, 5 p.m. Eastern, Thursday. Planet Rick. Hey, man, have a great day.
Thank you for joining me. Hour 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.